Today's daf is Mi'ila daf Yud. We left off on daf Tes Amud Beis at Ha Gufa Kasha, about six lines before the end of the page. So Yishir is once again sponsored by David Ham in honor of his wife Margie, and by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank them both very much for the sponsorship of the daf. So we are holding again at Ha Gufa Kasha. We were in the middle of discussing yesterday, what do you do with the money that you have to pay back after you commit mi'ila? Person has to pay a keren v'chomesh. So where does that money go? And we were discussing specific cases where that money goes liyam hamelech. Then the Gemara is going to bring certain cases where a person gets hana from kachim is not going to be chayiv mishum mi'ila. And then the Gemara is going to discuss, back to what we were talking about, someone who's nene from money that was designated for a carbon chatas, but he had already purchased a behema with the rest of the money that was designated for the carbon chatas, that the keren and chomesh goes liyam hamelech. So we're going to sort of limit that case. When exactly is that speaking about that you would be molech hana'a liyam hamelech? And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss things that are entirely burnt on the Mizbeach and have nothing that's matir them bahaktara. So if that's the case, when is the Kedusha chal on them with regard to a number of different dinim? Then the Gemara is just going to discuss, on Amud Beis, is going to discuss the basis, the source, for the halacha of the Mishnah. And that will bring us to the end, Be'ezras Hashem, of the second perek of Maseches Me'ila. So let's begin, again, about six lines from the end of the page, Ha Gufa Kasha. So we had quoted a brisa at the end of yesterday's shir, and now we're going to ask a stira in the brisa. Stira Mineve, Ha Gufa Kasha. The brisa on its own presents a problem, because the brisa told us in the Reisha that Ad Shelo Karva Chataso, Yosef Yavi Chataso, Misha Karva Chataso, Yelich Liyam HaMelech. That if a person didn't realize that he was Nanda from the Kachim until he was already Mafresh a Behema for his Chatas, so you don't buy from the Karen and Chomesh a Behema for the carbon. Rather, that money has to go li'ibud. He has to be molech at liyam hamelech. Meaning, if he's already purchased an animal with the rest of the money, so the money that he was nene from, and now he has to pay back, that goes liyam hamelech, the katani. But in the safe of the Brice, it says, kol karbonos hamizbeach lamizbeach. That all karbanos hamizbeach, that any karbanos that were hukdash to be brought on the mizbeach, so lamizbeach, you buy from their karbanos for ketz hamizbeach. So from that lashon that you buy from the keren v'chomesh a behema for a karban, v'loshna di ikapur bailim, v'loshna hecha de lo ikapur. That l'chara doesn't make a difference whether you realize that you were nene from hegdish before you were mafresh a behema for your chatos, or whether you realize it after you already mafresh behema for your chatos. Either way, you're going to buy things leketz hamizbeach. So it's a stira in the brisa. So the Gemara says, yeah, it is a stira because it's a machlokas. And the resha of the brisa and the seifa of the brisa reflect different shitos. Resha Rabbi Shimon hi, da'amar kol chatos shekipru ba'aleh tamus. The resha of the brisa where we say that it goes, the keren v'chomesh goes to the yam melech, that's like shitos Rabbi Shimon, who holds in Maseches Temura that any chatos shekipru ba'aleh, where you already brought another chatos and already got your kapara, so we leave it out to die, and according to that, there's no difference why it is that it was nischapur ba'acheres. No matter what the situation is, we leave the chatos and nischapur ba chatos where you already we take the animal that you did not get the kapara with, and we let it die, and therefore the parallel case, if you have the money, the keren and the chomesh, it's like a chatos sheniskhapru ba'aleha, so you would have to you have to let it die, so to speak, and therefore it's yelchu li'ibud. Whereas the seifa rabbanan, the seifa of the brisa, where it says that kol karbanos hamizbeach is going like the sheet of the rabbanan. The rabbanan hold the maseches tmura on daf chav beis that the halachal Moshe Mitzrayim that a chatas sheniskhapru ba'aleha bechatas acheres is mesa. That if you have a designated carbon chatas but you already got your kapara with another chatas, so you take the one that you have left over and you let it die, that's only in a situation where the behemoth that you were mafresh originally for your chata, where you were mafresh behemoth originally for your chatas and it got lost and is then found after your mafresh another behemoth in its place and you were makrovit. So too, money that you designated compensated for buying a behema for your chatas and got lost, and then you found the money after you brought another chatas, that's where we would say, Yelechana liyam amelech. But that's only when it got lost. But if for some other reason, like it got stolen, and for that reason you weren't makriv, the Bailam was not makriv this animal, and you instead had to bring a different animal, then we don't take the first one and let it die. So if you designate an animal for your carbon chatos, and you didn't lose it, it got stolen, and then you bought another one and brought it for a carbon chatos, and then you got then the first one got returned, then we would not say that it's supposed to die. What would you do? You'd let it wait until it develops a mum, then you'd be poda it, and you'd use the money for nidvas tzibur. So too, when it comes to money, the money's not going to be holich li'ibud unless the money was lost. But if there's some other reason why this money was not used to buy your original carbon chatas, then you would use that money, the original money, to buy a nidvas tzibur. So over here, in our case, the money was not lost. What happened? You got enough from it. You took it. So if the money was not lost, so even though nischapru ba'ala b'chatas acheres, you brought some other carbon chatas to achieve your kapara, the keren and the chomish are not holich li'ibud. Rather, you use that money to buy a nidvas tzibur. So the Gemara says, yeah, amar Rav Gevia de Beik Sil Rav Ashi, Rav Gevia de Beik Sil says to Rav Ashi, hachi amar Abaye, that Abaye gave pretty much exactly the same answer, that Reish Rabbi Shimon the Sefer Rabbanan, that the Reish is going like Rabbi Shimon and the Sefer is Rabbanan. Generally, that's something we try to shy away from, to say that a single brisa reflects two different shittos when the brisa itself gives no indication that it's switching from one shita to the other. But again, not having another choice, that's something that we resort to sometimes. So there's no other way to be miyashiv the stira. So that is how to be miyashiv the stira, that it's simply a reflection of machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan in Maseches Temura. Under what circumstances do we say that a chatas sheneschapru ba'aleha is mesa? Is it under all circumstances, or only when the animal got lost? Okay, so now the Gemara brings cases where a person who's nanim and akachim is not chayiv mishum mi'ila. So Amar Rava, hakol modin shem nanim b'sar kachim kachim shenitma ve'meimurei kachim kalim la'achar she'elon depater. That both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, who had the machlokas in yesterday's daf, when you're nana from the afer of the tapuach, whether you're chayiv mishum mi'ila, they both agree that if you get hana'a even before the zrikas hadam from the meat of kachim kachim that had become tamei, or from the emurim of kachim kalim after they're ready on the mizbeach and the fire is consuming it, even though it's not yet ashes but it's already being consumed by the fire, the pata, that you can be pata from meila, because by being nanda from them, you're not being mafsid kachim at all. Because the basar kachim that became tamei, kohanim can't eat it anyway. It's not roi for achilu kohanim, and it's not roi for akhtar al gabe mizbeach. It's tamei. The emuri kachim kalim, after they're already on the mizbeach, and they're already being burnt, so it's karnasis mitzvasam, the mitzvah's already done with it, and therefore you're not going to be in violation of mi'ila. That's how Rashi explains. Now the problem that with this explanation and this line of the Gemara is, how could Rava say that as soon as you're malu de murim on the mizbeach and the fire is already taking care of it, that it's not a violation of me'ila, you still didn't take the truma sadeshen? And yes, as we said, that everyone agrees that if you're nana from the afer of the emurim before hurmu menu truma sadeshen, before you take the truma sadeshen, that it's chayiv mishum me'ila. Over here, there's way before that. Not only have you taken the truma sadeshen, it hasn't even turned to ashes yet. It's still being burnt on the fire. So what the Rishonim say, what you have to say is that previously we're talking about the Efer of an Ola and of other Kachi Kachim, which are more Chamur. And therefore, you're Molvo until you take the Trumas Hadeshen. But the Emurim of Kachim Kalim are not as Chamur, so as soon as they're brought on the Mizbech and Mashal Ben Ar, it's not going to be subject to Me'ila. That's how Rashi explains in Dibra Maskul Ka over here, that Emur, it's Dafka because we're dealing with Emuri Kachim Kalim, that we're going to be a little bit more Mekil. Tosfos in Dibra Maskul Hakol has a similar Kasha and a similar Teretz, based on this based on this, from the fact that the Mishnah said by echatas nashim that you're mol beimurim ad sheyetzu lebeis hadeshen, which means until the trumas hadeshen. So that's what Tosfos raises the question from, and Tosfos suggests that it's dafke emuri kachim that it's lo nashim tzvasan until the trumas hadeshen. But emurim kachim kalim, as soon as you're malar on the mizbech, it's already considered nashim mitzvasan, because when it comes to trumas hadeshen, the Torah says vehirim hadeshen shetoch leish es ha'ola. So other kachay kachim we learn from ola, and therefore there's a mitzvah of trumas hadeshen that's knowing by other kachay kachim. But kachim kalim is not like an ola, and there is therefore maybe no mitzvah of trumas hadeshen by kachim kalim. That's how Tosfos suggests. Okay, the Rav David Soloveitchik in his sefer just points out that how's the kohen who's doing the trumas hadeshen supposed to figure out if the deshen that he's taking off is from kachay kachim or from kachim kalim? You can say there's only a mitzvah of trumas hadeshen on kachay kachim, but it's all one pile on the mizbech and it's all ashes. So how's he supposed to figure out whether he's actually taking? I guess you have to say that it's a mixture of the ashes, and we have the right to assume that the belila is strong enough that whatever he's taking from the middle of a giant pile. So whatever he's taking probably includes the kachay kachim. So anyway, so the Rava's chiddush is that everyone agrees that if you get hanah from basar kachay kachim, but it's tame, so it has no use for hegdish, or from a mirror kachim kalim, but it's already being burnt by the fire, that you can be pater from meila. So that's Gemara Pshita, my Kamafsid. Of course, it can be part of a Mi'ila. What Hefsid did you cause Kachin? Someone who gets Hana'a from something that's worthless is, of course, not in violation of Mi'ila. The Basa Kachin Kachin that's Tameh is not right for anything, not for Kohanim, not for Akhtara. And the Imur Kachin Kalim that you already brought them is Bech, and the fire is already consuming it, is very Nasis Mitzvasa. Says, no, there's a Havamina. Ma'u de Tema Basa Kachin Kachin Shenitma Islay Mitzvah Srefa Lekohanim, that it still has a little bit of Kedusha, because they have to burn it in the Azara, like other Karbanos Shenitmu'u. So, and Emuri Kachim Kalim, Ika Mitzvah Lahafuche Bitzinura. And there's still a mitzvah to turn over the pile as it's being burnt on the Mizbeach, turn over the Emurim to let it burn more quickly or let it burn more thoroughly. And because of that, it's not really fully done. So, it'd still be subject to Me'ila, like anything else that's Lo Nasis Mitzvah so entirely. So, Kamash Milan. That's what Rav has to tell me, nevertheless, ein molin ben, meaning even though there's still work to be done, it's still not going to be subject to Mi'ila. Now, the Braisad said that we learned in yesterday's daf that someone who's nene from money that he had designated for Karban Chatas, and he already bought a behema with the rest of the money, so the Karen V'chomish goes li'am ha'melech. So says Gemara, let's put some limitations on that rule. Amar Rava, hada amrit kvar karva chatas, that which the Braisa says, that if you already brought the chatas, you already bought a behema, it really means, for a chatas with the money that was left over after you were nana, from some of the money that was designated for the chatos, that yelchu liyam ha-melech, that you take the keren v'chomesh, and it goes liyam ha-melech, that's not always. That's hanimili disyadale le kame kapara. That's only if you find out that you were moel, that you had been nana from the money that was designated for English, before you had purchased the behemoth for your chatos, because in such a case, when you were mafrish, the keren v'chomesh, it wasn't bekavana that it should be holich li'ibud. And because you really had to add to the money that was remaining from the Dmei Chatas and buy with all of the money together a big fat animal for a Karban Chatas. But in the end, you didn't get to do that, and you were mafresh a Karban Chatas from the money that was remaining from the Dmei Chatas alone. So that Karen V'chomesh already has a din of Chatas Shen Eschapu Ba'aleha, and that's why it's Holich Le'ibud. Aval, Li'achar Kapara, but if you knew that you were Moel only after you already mafresh Behema for that Karban Chatas, then Yipulim Davin. Then the money of the Karen V'chomesh will go to buy Karban Sivur. My time, why would that be true? Because Ein Mafrishin Mitchila Li'ibud. We're not Mafrish Milchatchila anything for Hagdish in order that it should go Li'ibud Biyadayim. And therefore, you're not going to be Molech the money of the Chatas Li'ibud unless Milchatchila, when you were Mafrish it, it was Almanas to buy a Karban Chatas with it. It's just that later on, you already purchased another animal for your chatas. But if you're mafresh it originally, it can't be that you're mafresh money originally for the sake of being holich le'ibud to just be destroyed. Now there is a discussion in halacha. The Shulchan Aruch writes that a person has to burn Chalas Eretz Yisrael, because it's not Nechalas Bizman Azeh, because of Tumas Meis, and the Ramah in Yerdes, and Mishin Chav Beis, on that Halacha says, not just Chalas Eretz Yisrael, when you're Mafresh Chalin Chutz Laretz, you also have to burn it. So the post can discuss, if you have someone who has a hard time burning the Chala, is he Chayiv to burn it, or is there some other option? Can he throw it in the garbage, wrap it up in a piece of plastic or a piece of foil, and just throw it in the garbage? So the Chazon Ish writes that Mikra Din, you chayiv to burn Truma Tumeya, like Tosos writes in Mesechus Beitza, but we're knowing to be Mekel B'Kavura because of the Tircha involved in burning it. We're choshesh that it's going to be maybe Lidei Takala. And the Chuvus Milchaz Yitzchak, he brings from a Kuntras on Seder Afrashos Chumos Umaisos, based on the Piskei Chazon Ish, where it says that the Chumos that were not Tamei, you could bury or wrap it in paper and throw it into the garbage. And Milchaz Yitzchak says that even though in the Kuntras it says this only about Trumos that had not become Tameh, that it's Dinam B'Kvura, but nevertheless, the Minhag HaOlam is, but even by Trumos that became Tameh, even though it's Dinam B'Sreifa, and the Minhag is that you could wrap it up and throw it in the garbage, and they were Noe Kein Beratzon Chachamim, because it's something that's Masal the Rabbin Beretz Yisrael, and most of the people that are involved in this are Nashim, that all the Tipulei Abayis and the Achonos Achila and Shtia are on their shoulders, and they don't know the difference between Nichshiru and Nitmu, if it was Nichshiru and Nitmu or not, and since the Yisra Shreifas Truma Tahora is more Chamer than the Din not to bury Truma Tameya, so they were knowing to bury everything. So therefore, meaning you don't want to burn Truma Tahora, that would be a big Yisr, so easier to just bury everything. And therefore, says Minchas Yitzchak, that's only by Truma where you have a case where it was not Huchshul Kabal Tuma, and therefore it might not be Tame, so you don't want to take that risk, and therefore you're going to go and you're going to throw it in the garbage. But if you have a fresh eschala, by definition it was Huchshul Kabal Tuma, because it came in contact with water, it's dough, so obviously it's Huchshul Kabal Tuma, so it's obviously Tame, and you don't have any chashash that you're going to be machlif that which is Tahar with that which is Tame, and therefore min adin, you have to burn it and not bury it. But b'makom that it's efshar to burn, so there's an etza that at the Shas HaFrashi you should say that a little less than a kazayis should be chala vadai, and the rest should be chala only if it's yavali de sreifa. And then you could wrap it in a niyar and throw it into the garbage. In such a case, you could be mitzarif, those who hold that pachos mekazayis, that there's no chiyuv to burn. So if you're going to take more than a kazayis, but you have in mind, you say explicitly that pachos mekazayis should be chala vadai. And whatever is more than a kazayis maybe won't be chala, and therefore you have an extra sniff to be able to throw it in the garbage if you're not able to burn it. So what does that have to do with our sugyos? And Rishtorbach and Shuvas Fanagos in Chelek Aleph Simin Tuf Ayin Reish has a whole discussion on this, and he comes up with a lot of tzadim lahakel in throwing it in the garbage when you're unable to burn it. So among the tzadim lahakel, he says that the din of Shreifas Shum and Chala is only for Kohanim. But nowadays, we don't give anything to Kohanim, we keep it all Biyad Yisrael. So it could be that there's no Sreifa, there's no mitzvah of Sreifa that they have at all. And he derives this from Kachim Shenitmu, where the halacha is Dinam B'Sreifa. And the Gemara says that the mitzvah Sreifa is just for Kohanim. So that's the piece we just saw, that Basar Kachim Kachim Shenitma is a mitzvah Sreifa L'Kohanim, that it still has a little bit of Kedusha, because the Kohanim have this mitzvah of Sreifa. So the mitzvah Sreifa is just for Kohanim. He just points out that Tosfos Mesachas Kedushin on Daf Lamed Dalid says that even Nashim are chayiv in the mitzvah of Sreifa of Kachim. So according to Tosfos, certainly when our Gemara says that the mitzvah is Al Kohanim, it's Lav Dafka. But at least it's as a Snif Lahakel, the Pashat reading of our Gemara, that the entire mitzvah Sreifa is only when it's Le Kohanim. So maybe we don't have that din anymore, and maybe that's a snif lahakel if for whatever reason it's very difficult for a person to be able to burn their chala after their mafresh their chala. Okay, new Mishnah now. So the Mishnah discusses things that are entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, and there's nothing that's matter them bahaktara. So when does the Kedusha chal on the these items. So hakometz v'levona, you have the kometz and the levona of a minchas yachid, or a regular individual brings a korban mincha, v'aktores, or the ktores, u'minchas kohanim, u'minchas kohen mashiach, the minchas chavitin that a kohen gadol, who's nimshach b'shem and a mishcha, brings every single day, u'minchas nesachim, or a mincha that comes together with a karban, it's called the minchas nesachim, because together with the mincha you bring yayin for nisuch. So all of these are all on the mizbeach. They're not nikmatzos. So malin b'hamisha hukdashu. So they enter into the category of meila as soon as you're makdish them b'peh and kitchen b'kli. Once you take the next step and you actually put them into a kli shareis, then hukshali pasul b'tvul yom u'b'mechusar kippurim. Belina, right? There's a continuation of the previous Mishnayos that we're going through different stages and when different halachos become chal on a variety of different types of karbanos. So we're talking about these types of karban mincha where there is nothing that's matter than ba'akhtara. So stage one was your makdish dan bepeh. Stage two is your makdish epikli. So now if a tvil yomur, mechusar kapara, mechusar kippurim touches them, they're going to become tameh. They'll become pasul. Ubelina, and they'll be they'll be pasul belina, even though they're already hooked to be pasul belina. Well, okay, it's going to be pasul belina. V'chayav elav mishum noser mishum tamei. And if a person eats it la'achar zman, or a person eats it when he's tamei, he's going to be chayav upigul ein ba. But there is no pigul because there's nothing that's being matir them. And by pigul, you need karav matir k'mitzvaso. So the komets of levana themselves are the matir. And there's nothing else that's matter them outside of it. So the Mishnah is trying to tell me that dafka the levona that's ba b'fnei atzma, that which comes together with the mincha, has a matir, because the komets is matir it liyikarev. So before the kmitza, it's not yet nosar v'tameh. It's not yet included in nosar v'tameh, which are only on things that are royally karev. So, but the Rambam paskins the yichayv mishum tuma even on levonas hamincha from the moment it's in scotch. And the din pigul is not noig b'levona, even if it's brought together with a karban mincha. So that's not the pashtus. It's not like what Rashi seems to be saying, that we're talking about levona that doesn't have any matir, that's just brought independently. But zeklal, the rule is, kol sheyesh lematirin, any karban that has something else that's matirit, ba'achila, or ba'aktara, ein chayav in alav mishum, pigul noser v'tamei, achi akriv matirin. That anything that has a matir, the halachos of pigul, noser, and tamei, are only going to be operative once you're makriv all of the matirin. But for kol sheyein lo matirin, anything that doesn't have something else that's matirit, ba'achila, or something else that's matirit, ba'aktara, kivan shekidish ba'kli, chayav mishum noser tamei or pigul ein bo. Then it's going to be chayav mishum noser tamei, but it's not going to have a status of pigul at all. So on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss how do we know this din by the din of tamei and the din of noser that it's going to be chal as soon as it's kiddush b'kli, as opposed to pigul, where pigul there is no chiyuv at all. Now, the reason you're not chayv mishum pigul, the Brisa says in Masechus Zvachim that the chiyuv of karis and pigul, it says in the Torah in the context of a shlamim, that we darshan that mashlam yuchadim shiyesh len matirin bein la adam bein la mizbeach, that just like karban shlam has something that's matirit for adam and matirit to be brought on the mizbeach of kol sheyesh la matirin bein la adam bein la mizbeach chayv la mishum pigul. But komets and all the things that were listed in our Mishnah, they don't have a matir, and that's critical in terms of granting it the status of pigul, that something can't have the status of pigul unless it has a matir. So this Mishnah seems to be telling us that a minchas nesachim becomes pasul belina mishah shuhukshur bekli, from the moment that you're makshur in the kli. Tosos writes on the Chesem Rav that the nesachim that are brought together with a zevach, the lina passes it b'shkiyas hachama. It's not brought belaila. And if you bring the karban today, and it's Nesachim, many days later, independently, so then they could be Karav Belaila, and they're not Nifsal Belina of Shkia Sachama. And you have to say the Lina of Amura Shachar is the Lina that it's going to be in violation of. So this is Nogea Alach Lemaisa, as far as saying Shir Shal Yom at Tfilas Mincha. Beis Yosef writes, in the name of the Orchos Chaim, in Simon Kuflam and Gimel, that even though by Shachris we say Shir Shal Yom, connected the shir that they would say in the Beis HaMikdash when they were bringing the Tamid Shal Shachar, so you would think, logically, they also brought a Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim every day, so there should be a Shir Shal Yom at Mincha every day. So Beis Yosef writes, at Mincha, we don't say Shir Shal Yom, because there was no mitzvah of Shira in the Beis HaMikdash at Mincha, only in the morning. So in the Tshuvas Maram Alshech, he says, well, it says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that one time it was Neskalkul Alvim Bashir of Bein Arbayim, and so it sounds from that Gemara, if they were Neskalkul Bashir Shal Bein Arbayim, that they used to say Shir Shal Yom by Bein Arbayim as well. So he says, no, but that Shir wasn't Ma'akiv the Korban. It's only Ma'akiv the Korban in Shachris. So therefore, by Shachris, we say Shir Shal Yom. So Magen Avram says a little differently. Magen Avram in the side of Shulchan Aruch, Sim Kuflam Beis, explains that since they would bring if they would bring the Nesachim of the Tamar Shal Bein Arbayim Belaila, they wouldn't say the Shir Shal Yom. So there is a way that you're not going to say the Shir Shal Yom on the Tamar Shal Bein Arbayim if the Nesachim were only brought Belaila. Even though the Chachila, you shouldn't bring the Nesachim at night, nevertheless, if it happened, it would still be kosher, so it's possible to do a Tamar Shal Bein Arbayim without a Shir, and therefore we're not makbid to say the Shir in the Erev, as opposed to Tamar Shal Shachar, where it's efshar to be docha the hakravas nesachim to the laila, so it's efshar to bring a korban tamid shal shachar without the shir, and that's why we say shir shal yom by shachar. So in the Chikrei Lev, he asks on the Magen Avram that the din that you're able to bring makav the nesachim of a korban belaila and even the next day is also true of a korban tamid shal shachar. It's not only true of korban tamid shal bein arbayim. There's no real chiluk la'alacha between the two types of korbanos. So just like by the korban tamid shal bein arbayim, Magen Avram says that you don't say shir shal yom bizman azeh, because you could be makav the nesachim belaila, and when you would do that, you would not say the shira. So too, when it comes to tamid shal shachar, you could be makav the nesachim belaila and not say shira. So you shouldn't say shir shal yom either. So if the Magen Avraham means that the nesachim that you were already makdish bekli at the time of the shechita sazevach, that you can't bring belaila and be nifsal belina, like our Gemara says, that's only by the that halach is also not only for tamid shal shachar. That's by tamid shal bein arbayim as well. That the Nesachim cannot be Karav Belaila if they're already hooked as Bekli Bishas Shechita. So really, there's no chilik between one and the other. So our Gemara plays a critical role in this discussion, the halacha, whether one brings a karma, whether one recites Shir Shal Yom at Mincha or not. So the Chikrei Lev is Miyashiv the Magen Avram based on what Tosfos writes in Maseches Menachos. They are not able to be Makrav Nesachim after Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim unless they were Kitshu Bekli together with the Zevach. That din is dafka by tamid shal shachar that you're able to be makrav nesachim for the entire day, and it doesn't have to be brought after the tamid shal bein arbayim. So therefore, it's not hukrav after the tamid shal bein arbayim unless it was kachu b'kli imazevach, and if it was kachu b'kli imazevach, it's not karav b'layla. So since you're being makrav it during the day, you say the shir, and that's why the shir shal yom is b'shachris kineged tamid shal shachar. But by the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, where the Seder Hakrava is to be makrav the Nesachim after the Hakrava, so it's mutter to be makrav after the Tamid, even if it was not Niskadei Shimo B'Kli. So it turns out that there are many times that there would be makrav Belaila because it was not Niskadei B'Kli im Azevach. So the way it practically worked out, the way the Magen Avraham must be understanding, is that they were not Niskadei B'Kli and they're together with the Zevach, and therefore by the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, where they always were by the Tamid Shal Shachar, and therefore the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim often didn't have a Shira, whereas Tamid Shal Shachar always had a Shira. And that's why our minhag is that we do not say Shir Shal Yom at Mincha, we say Shir Shal Yom only at Shachris. Okay, so now the Gemara explains the basis of the din that it said in our Mishnah. Minani mili, how do I know that Yichai Frachilas Nosar and Tameh, whether it's something that's Yesh Lo Matirin or whether it's something that's Ein Lo Matirin, that these halachas are going to be operative? So says Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Yachal Ein Chayav Mishum Tumah Ela B'davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. You might think that you're not Chayav for eating Kachim B'tumah unless it's a type of Kachim person that has a matir v'dinu, and I would tell you a compelling argument that that should be true, because uma pigul shehu biyadia achas. If pigul is so chamur that you're already chayiv with only a single yadia, meaning if a person eats pigul b'shogeg, it's good enough that he just knows about the that he just realizes it after the achila that he did in avera, and he's chayiv achatas v'korbanu kavua, and the chiv for eating it is a chatas kavua, and it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, you bring the same korban. And v'lo hutar michlalo, we never find a case where it's mutter like we find by tuma that's hutra b'tzibur. There's never a case where we say, don't worry about the pigle. The whole tzibur's doing it. There's no such thing when it comes to pigle. And nevertheless, even though it has all of those chumras, ein chayavin el al davar sheyesh lamatirin, you're only chayav for achilas pigle when it's something that has a matir. So when it comes to it, tuma, she b'shtei yedios, the isra of achilas kachim b'tuma, which is a much more kal isra. It's not nearly as severe, because in addition to knowing about the tumah after you ate it, you also need to know about the tumah before you did the maisa, and only then are you going to be chayiv the karban. Meaning the halacha is that you have to realize that you were tameh beforehand, forget that you're tameh, eat the kachim b'tumah, and then afterwards remember that you're tameh. So you have to have two yedios, both b'tchila and b'sof. As opposed to pigle, you only have to have a yediyah b'sof. And second kula that we have by tuma is v'karbano olaviyare, the chi of karban for being for b'shogeg, for violating tuma b'shogeg, is it depends on a person's wealth. The asher brings a kiss for a si'ira l'chatas, an ani that can't afford that brings shtei sarim u'shnei b'nei yona echad le'olaviyah echad l'chatas, and someone who can't even afford that brings minchas sa'orim asira seif asolas l'chatas. So you have three different levels. And v'hutra michlala, and tumos hutra b'tzibur, just like by carbon pesach, if rov b'tzibur is tameh, they could all bring their carbon pesach b'tuma. So inodin, so all the more so, shalo yechayev el davar sheyesh lamatirin, that you should only be chayiv for tuma on something that has a matir. So it's a very compelling kal v'chomer to make. That's why I need Talmud Lomar. The pasuk tells me not to learn such a kal v'chomer. The pasuk says, "Emor aleim l'doraseichem kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem." And the pasuk continues, "Al kachem asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael Hashem u'tumasol lav nuksan avshi milufanai ani Hashem." So we learn from there, "Bekol hakachem akasim medaber," that all kachem are included in this iser, even those that don't have a matir. So the iser of tumah applies even to those kabanos that don't have a matir. So now the Gemara, the Brisa tells us that nevertheless the iser is not chal until after it became hutzla achila or hutzla krava. So yachal you chayav nalein miyad. I might think so. Okay, good. So you chayav mishum nos or mishum tame right away. No, tamalomer. That's why the pasuk says asher yikrav, that you're not chayav until you already makriv all of the matirim. So how do we darshan that pasuk that it's only when you were makriv all the matirim? So Amr Rabbi Lazar, l'chor the lashon of yikrav could be explained that even if the tameh person touched the kachem, he's going to be chayiv. V'chi yesh nogeh chayiv, and therefore we could ask, wait, a tameh person that touches kachem is going to be chayiv kares? So haketzad. So what is the pasuk really telling me? Kol davar sheyesh lematirin, any carbon that has some other matir, like a murim and basar, where it has a matir, the dam that you're zorek it is matirit lahaktara, or matirit lahachila. You're not allowed to just be maktir the emurim and the mzech. You have to do zrikas adam. Now the emurim are kosher to be brought on the mzech. You're not allowed to just eat the basar of the carbon. You have to do the zrikas adam. Only after the zrikas adam are you allowed to partake of the basar of the carbon. And the shiari mincha also. You're not allowed to just bring the you're not allowed to just eat the shirayim of karban mincha. You have to be maktir the komets. You take the kmitza and you maktir the komets, and that is matir the shirayim achila. So whenever there is a matir, einu chayiv ad sheyikrivu matirin. You're not going to be chayiv for achila betuma until you are actually makriv all of the matirin. The called of a shein no matirin, but anything that doesn't have some other matir, like the minchas kohen and the kohanim and the nesachim, which are entirely burnt, so there's no part of it that needs to be matir any other part of it. Say einu chayiv ad sheyikdash b'kli. You're not going to be chayiv for eating a betuma until you're makdish b'kli sharis, because the kiddush b'kli is what's makshir Nosirit Lahaktara. And the din of Nosir we learn from Gezeirah Shava, from the din of Tumma. That's what Rashi points out from the Sugya in Maseches Vachim, because by the Parsha of Achilas Kachim Betumma, Betumas Haguf, the Pasuk says V'Yichalalu as Shem Kachi, and by Nosir it says V'Ochla V'Avono Yisa, he is Kodesh Hashem Chilel. So we link those two Parshios with each other. So just like by the din of Tumma, you don't need, it's Ad Sheikdash Bekli, you're only Chayiv when it's Sheikdash Bekli Shareis, so too when it comes to the din of Nosar, if there is no other matir, it's only Ad Sheikdash Bekli Shareis. So Hajjun Lachata Sa'of, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will begin with the third parak of Maseches Me'ilah.